Welcome, beloved, to this program that is designed with you in mind to cause you to be established in the Word of God. I want to thank you to our service today and get ready to be blessed even as we were blessed. Your life will never be the same.
Now, today's episode.
But when you read John chapter 4, the scriptures gives us a perfect description of a woman called the Samaritan woman. The Bible said one day Jesus was with his disciples. And he was very tired. And so he couldn't continue on the journey. He asked the disciples to go to town and buy food. And as the people left, the Bible said Jesus sat at the well of Jacob. Is somebody here with me? And at exactly 12 in the afternoon, a young woman walks in to come and fetch water. When she came, and Jesus saw the young woman, Jesus said to her, please, can you give me some of your water to drink? And the woman said, hey, you are a Jew? And you ask me, a Samaritan, for water? It's not possible. Then Jesus said to the woman, if you know the one talking to you, you should have rather asked him for living water, a water that when you drink, you not there is no need for you to be coming back to this world. If thou knowest the gift of God, and who is it that saith to you, give me water to drink, thou would have asked of him living water, and he would have given you living water. Would have given thee living water. So Jesus is saying, oh, if you know the person talking to you, you should have rather asked for living water, not this water that when you drink you come back. Then the woman said, ah, now you this man,
pa.
Do you mean you are better than Jacob?
Oh, Pastor, say, who your papa sin Jacob?
Who dug this well?
Oh, too, a brain.
And gave it to his son Joseph.
Not the man, but Joseph.
Are you trying to tell me that you are better than Jacob, who even drank from this well?
Oh, Pastor, me say, who your papa sin Jacob? Oh, no, say, brain.
Look at what this woman is saying. Oh, you think we are this well is not a good well?
Oh, Pastor, say, yeah, brain.
You are going to give me a new water.
Oh, my mom is full from.
Let me tell you, this water, even Nanado has drank from it before.
Nanado cried no bidas.
Even Jerry John Rollins has drunk from it.
Rollins
crowns. That's what the woman is saying. He said, are you greater than our father Jacob? Who gave us the well and drank from it himself? So the woman is trying to say that this water is better than any water you can give us. Because even Jacob himself. Next verse. What is that? And Jesus said, I'm telling you the truth. Anyone who drinks from this water will be thirsty again. But the one who drinks of the water I will give him, it will spring forth waters welling up to eternal life. Next one. Then the woman said, hey, then give me some of this water. Give me some of these words. So that there wouldn't be any need for me to be coming here. Are you following the story? So Jesus said, okay, go and call your husband. If you want the water, go and call your husband. Then the woman said, oh, I don't have a husband. And Jesus said, yes, you've said the truth. Because I tell you the truth, you have lived with 5 men. And even the one you are currently living with, your boyfriend, he's not your husband. Then the woman said, hey, I can see you are a prophet. Because nobody knows this secret. Even the first 2 men that they knew, they used to insult me. The remaining 4, they don't know. Even the boyfriend you are talking about, I just had him yesterday. People don't even know about it. So I can see you are a prophet. So let me ask you a question. Now the woman throws away her problems. And she quickly moves to questions. He asked Jesus. Now you Jews say we should worship God in Jerusalem. And our fathers also said we should worship him on this mountain. And so which is which? What are we supposed to do? Then the Bible says,
trust him, saying,
Jesus said to him, there is coming a time where people that wouldn't have to go to Jerusalem to worship God or even on this mountain. But true believers will worship God in spirit and in truth. Now that's not where I'm going. Listen. Let's look at certain things about this woman Jesus is talking to. Just as we place Pastor Derek over here, let's put the Samaritan woman over there and let's see. One of the first things we see about this Samaritan woman is where she was born. It was actually a problem. She was a Samaritan.
No, a Samaritan.
If you don't understand who a Samaritan is, then you wouldn't understand her problem. Samaritans were half Jews and half Gentiles. They were Jews that have mixed themselves with Gentiles. So assuming in Ghana, if the Jews were Ewes, a pure Jew is somebody who marries a Jew. But any other person you marry outside the Ewe community, it's a Samaritan, it's a Gentile. So Samaritan woman was half Jew and half Gentile. And there's a problem. The Jews didn't like them. And the Gentiles didn't like them either. So they were hung in the middle. If a Jew is dying and you give him water, and he asks you, who is it for?
No, but that's why there.
Say from a Samaritan.
Because it's Samaritan idea.
Keep your water. Let me die.
And if I want you, I mean,
yes. They didn't want to have anything to do with Samaritans. So Samaritans were rejected in their own land. Some of you, that's who you are in Ghana. You, a Ghanaian. You are not store reject, you are hot Ghana reject. If you should involve yourself in an issue with any foreigner, they will jail you, the citizen, and they will leave the foreigner. I'm telling you, let the foreigner do something right now and go to the police station. They'll tell you, you ain't to mention because that's your shame. But you, a Ghanaian, when you happen to go there right now, they will jail you. And that's how they behave. So this Samaritan was a rejected person. And this rejection came as a result of birth. Because her mother and her father gave birth to her as a Samaritan. Some of you are rejected because of your tribe. Some of you are rejected because of your accent. A woman said, that's what a woman said. So as you go, you find your beloved and you go to the first question is,
Papa, say it again.
But when you finish, then you say, okay, I'm going to say, okay. Okay, I know a friend, bruh.
No.
Because someone told him, they say, I need the answer in the fear. Some are catching up. And this is how, so person will warn or warn. I'm telling you.
It's true, sir.
What is the problem?
Oh, I'm here.
What did he do?
Oh, yeah, then.
Nothing.
I'm here.
Because of where she, he or she hails from.
It's some be a year of finty.
There are some people say, my person, baby, why are you here? Now, I'm telling you, there are certain poor people. They don't want their children to marry poor people.
Debbie.
we do. I want you to times two. No. So that was the first problem this woman had. Number two, she was going to the well at
12.
But in those days, all the women were going to the well in the morning. Why was this woman going to the well at
12?
She was going to the well at 12 in the afternoon. And the question is why? Maybe there was something she was trying to avoid. Maybe she had a problem, and when people gather, she becomes the subject of discussion. And so she didn't want to join the women. Women can talk. I'm telling you. I said women can what? Let's do verse 4-6. 4-6. My time is up. Hurry up. John 4:4-6. Let's look at that. John chapter 4, verse 4-6. John chapter 4, verse 4-6. So John 4:4. Okay, good. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, anyway. Now he had to go through Samaria. The next verse. Let's go. So he came to the town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to her. Okay. Hey. I like the verse 6. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat by the well. It was about the sixth. Change the version. Let's do NLT message. Let's try to look at what the sixth hour is. Quickly. Change the version. The Bible said it was about what? Noon time. What is noon time? Change it to another version. Give us any version. The version you gave us. Okay. It was about noon. Why should this woman go to the riverside in the afternoon? Mostly because the Middle East is a very hot, a desert land with very hot weather temperature. People don't go out in the afternoon. But that was the time this woman was going to fetch
water.
Maybe she was trying to hide her mockery. Because when people see her, they'll say, "Oh no, no, husband snatcher, husband snatcher, husband snatcher."
Yo, jinko fokunu, aji jinko fokunu,
slay queen. I'm sure. She wanted to avoid this. I'm sure as she passed by certain women, as they are coming back from the world, they will do like. Because five men,
five men
dated all of them. Some of us are like this woman. Our lives are miserable. The first one was a mistake. The second person you chose, which you thought would be better than the first one, was rather worse than the first one. The third one was a mistaken identity.
And
some of you, all the ladies and all the guys you've chosen are mistakes. Series of them. And so one of the things you don't want us to mention is the subject of love. Because anything pastor wants to say, your problem is a best example. And so I don't go to church. So that they don't even see me, and you know. That is why the woman didn't want to go there in the morning. I'm sure the gentleman is dating now. She used her thing to collect him. I want to believe the man was married. Because maybe all the people she met were not married, and they planned, they married, and it didn't go well 5 times. So this time she would take somebody who is already married so that he knows how to do it. And Jesus said, "You have a boyfriend."
Jesus said, "Oh, umpuna."
You have a boyfriend.
Oh, umpuna.
And he's not a husband.
And so,
wow. The woman was hiding something. And the sad thing is this. With all her faults, trying to avoid people, trying to run away from the crowd. The sad thing is this. There was a man who had the solution to her problems. And she was talking to the man, but she didn't see him. Another problem this woman had, she told us, is that she has to always come to the well to fetch water.
Some
of our problems are continuous. Some of us, the help we need, it is going to be a continuous help. When people help you today and they don't help you tomorrow, asema san ba bi mo. So when people meet you, would have been bad now, but we feel mad now, but now would be out of my mind now. We have been. And they are looking at you. Some of you in your house, you don't even come out in the morning. Especially Saturdays, you don't go out.
Because
Saturdays, the compound, as everybody will be washing.
Oh, that one.
As you are passing.
Oh, I don't know.
Because of you, people have taken a niche in the house.
If you want to go for it, we'll finish our
As you are passing, then they'll start. Sometimes you don't feel okay. And you try to avoid certain people. As you see them come, then you turn back. Sometimes you dress, you carry your bag, you open the door, you see certain people. And you go out, you go back.
Oh.
And so the woman knew that in the afternoon nobody would be there. People don't fetch water in the afternoon.
And
some of you, your life that you are living in, now you are alone. Nobody's helping you. Nobody's supporting you. You are Liverpool. You walk alone. Every day. That's your life. And the woman was surprised to find a man at the well. This time, this man, he's not correct. I'm sure when the woman saw Jesus, the woman might think, "Anaminja we na menfawe." Then she gets closer and he realizes, "Ah, oyeju ni." And
they
say, "We all umpe me."
You
say Samaritan for the Yehunti. We are not clean.
Yes, Samaria for the Yehunti.
Yehunti, my Jew for. I bear my student, come on. You're fine.
No, go fine.
But he wouldn't like me.
Answer on me.
Some of you, that's your mind.
Don't be Samaritan.
I don't think Jesus will like me. Look at me, Pastor. Look at me. The things I've done.
And your mama,
I don't think Jesus will like
me.
Some of you say, Pastor, you don't know me. One day, a young lady told me, "Pastor, you don't know me." I said, "But I know you." Said, "No, you don't know me."
I said, "Dabi, dabi, me."
And it's true, I don't know you. A lot of you, I don't know you. The things you've done.
And your mama was
and you are hiding it.
How do you see?
Some of you are still struggling and trying to hide it. And so the woman finds Jesus. And he looks into his eyes. And he sees a perfect example of the man he has been looking for. He doesn't know him. But when he saw him, he knew that there is something unique about this man. And this is the kind of husband I've always been looking for. But he wouldn't like me. Some of you would want to have a husband like Jesus. Husband who is good, who is loving, who is caring.
Perfect.
Some of you, Jesus is your model in everything. But the problem is that you think he wouldn't like you. I've not done anything for him. I've not done this, I've not done that. So now Jesus, listen, Jesus decides to talk to her, not the woman talk to Jesus. Some of you don't know how to start conversations. As you are in church, you are there looking straight.
What are sorry, I want to go straight.
No. Sometimes you'll be able to ask people, "Hello, what's your name?" Some of you know. Jesus said, hello.
Yes, he said, hello.
Can I get some water to drink?
Let me know who's going to
be. And the woman said, hey, maybe he likes me.
Hey, he open me, open me, open me.
And they say, oh, water.
I say, oh, and so.
Oh, it's not that I won't give you, but you drink.
And so, yeah, yes, I mean my own, so now.
And Jesus said, oh, why?
Yes, he said, oh, nade.
Give me some of your water.
My mum's going to be.
The woman said, hey, oh, you a Jew?
Wow, you're a Jew, ni.
Asking water from me.
Who be saying, share for me home?
Then Jesus said,
yes, say,
if you knew the one who was asking you for
water,
you would have actually gone and asked him to give you what? A living water, which you would drink and not come back. Now the woman had the fourth problem, which was man's problem. She had a problem with a relationship. Some of you are just like this woman. You were not born into a good family. You have secret sins you are trying to hide.
Is that not it?
Yes. And some of you too, your support, the kind of help you need will be continuous.
If
somebody gives you money today and doesn't give you tomorrow, you are back to square one. And even aside that, you still have a relationship problem. The men you see is actually not the men they are in reality. They are not actually the men you really thought they were. Some of you have given your heart to certain guys and they broke your heart. And that was how this woman was. That's the problem of this woman. But the question is, my question is, how can we be talking about water and all of a sudden the subject will change to husband? Have you seen that? Jesus said, oh, if you know the one you are talking to, you rather ask for living water. So we are talking about what? Water. Living water. Then the woman said, okay, give me some of the water to drink it. Then Jesus changes the subject and said, call your husband.
Why?
I'm sure from the way Jesus was talking to the woman thought that, finally, I've found a man. So maybe she begins to pull her clothes. Then Jesus said, go and call me your husband. Hey, mini kuno, mini kuno. Was the woman telling the truth? You are dating somebody, but you only kuno. And a lot of you women, you are like
yes.
That.
Yes.
When we are talking about a senior for no way,
why not?
Tell me why you have a boyfriend. Some of you are even living in the house of your senior. And yet, when we say, oh, Pacho, why don't worry, be Ambra, now Udimrika.
Udimrika,
Frank, I'm man and some Yenusu, I'm an answer. That gift to me now, but we now my engage. But you know, Jesus says that you are telling the truth.
Yes, it's all kind of cray.
All those who have boyfriends and girlfriends who are not married, Jesus says you don't have a husband. Yes, that's the truth. So when the woman said, I don't have a husband, listen, she was not telling the truth, she was lying.
No,
she thought Jesus could easily become the number 7.
No, Jesus says we have a tussle and soon.
That's why she said, I don't have a husband.
But
this is watch me. Hey. Jesus saw right.
Yes.
Some of you, Jesus doesn't see all the mistakes on you.
Yes.
He looks behind you.
Oshawechi.
If he should look at you.
So person Oshawa.
So the woman had a lot of problems.
And so I mean, well, how baby.
But Jesus decides to be the 7th man in
her
life.
Yes.
So he tells the woman, listen,
see me.
I know you have been looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
I know you need, you've always been looking for something you never get.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said 3 things. Listen, he revealed himself in 3 ways.
Yes.
Number one, Jesus revealed himself as the living water. He told
him
that if you know the one talking to you, you should rather ask of him a living water, which he will give you, and you will not come back here. So Jesus reveals himself as somebody who has the power and the ability to quench all the thirst we have.
All the things that
you need. Jesus said, I am the living water. It is water. Living or dead, it is still water. But there are some of the waters, it will lead you to trouble. There are some of the waters, when you drink and it gets finished, you need to keep coming back.
And coming back.
But Jesus said, the water I am going to give you is not like the one you always come for. Listen, it is water that when you drink, you don't have to come back here. The kind of satisfaction I want to give you, it is going to be that satisfaction that when you receive it, you don't have to come here.
So
Jesus reveals himself as the living water. All the problems you have, all the troubles you are going through, you need Jesus, who is actually the living water.
Whom,
when he steps into your problem, there is no need for you to keep coming back with the same problem. He gives you a lasting solution. Number two, Jesus reveals himself as a prophet. The woman said, I perceive you are a prophet. I can see you are a prophet. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Who is a prophet? A prophet who sees the truth and says the truth. So truly, Jesus was saying that I know you are a sinner. I know you have dated 5 gentlemen. And even the one you are dating is somebody's husband. I said that you lied to me and you told me you don't have a husband. And I can even see if you get me, you take me to Saul one year so and take me to do. So you see, listen. Jesus says, I know the truth. And I see the facts. But it doesn't end there. Lastly, he says, I am the Messiah. Because the woman told us that it is said that when the Messiah comes, maybe I think we should read that one. My iPad is there. Let's go to somewhere 23, 24, 25. He says, when the Messiah comes, when the Messiah comes, the woman said, he shall teach us all things. So Jesus presents himself as the Messiah. Who is the Messiah? The Savior. So Jesus says, I am the one that can quench all your troubles in your life. Number two, I am the one who knows everything about you. And number 25, I am the Messiah. I am the one, the Christ, the anointed one who is coming to save God's people. Now let me finish with this. Jesus saw her problems.
Yes,
and he knew all her problems because he was a prophet. Why didn't Jesus use the woman's problems against her? Why didn't Jesus say, hey, woman? The first thing Jesus said was not condemnation. Jesus didn't condemn the woman.
Yes,
but he knew everything about. That's why he was a prophet. He knew everything. But Jesus chose to see the woman with the right kind of eyes. And do you know what Jesus saw in the woman? He saw an evangelist. Next verse. Look at this. Please, 26. Then Jesus declared, I am who you speak to, I'm he. What is Jesus saying? I'm the Messiah. Next one. Let's finish this one. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman.
So,
Jesus was not fond of talking to women. You will never find Jesus and one woman in one corner. So they were surprised, like, this is his first time. I'm sure Peter will ask, hey, we've never seen this man talk to a woman in close a circle before. But no one asked, what do you want from the woman? Woman, what do you want? These are common questions your mother will always ask. Yes.
Yes.
But meanwhile, you may be in the room. Then the next question is, why are you talking with her? Next one. Look at this. Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to where?
To town.
And said to who? The people she was hiding from. When this woman met Jesus, what she was running away from, she rather ran to it. She was hiding, coming to fetch water in the afternoon, just because of the people in the town. But when she encountered Jesus, she ran back to the people she was hiding from. The same which she was hiding. Let's look at what happened. Next verse. Oh, work with me. Okay, 29. Come. See a man who has told me everything I did. What did you do? The people will ask, what did you do? Is that not it? This was a woman who was hiding her secrets. She didn't want people to know who she was. But when the woman encountered Jesus, she said, I don't care who gets to hear about what I've done and what I've not done. I don't care. What I need is to talk about that man. But look at who the woman called the people to come and see. She said, come see who? A man. Not a pastor. When you come to church, don't come and look at a pastor. Don't come and look at a fellow Christian. Don't come and look at the auditorium. But rather come and see a man. Who is that man? Come and see Jesus. Come. So what do you think the woman has become now? An evangelist. So Jesus saw an evangelist in the woman. And not the things she was doing. When you open a door, the first person that comes out, mostly they may not appear good. There are times when you enter certain houses, people will open the door, see you and close it, and go and tell the people in the house that so for Oba. Is that not it?
Yes.
Yes. But the people that mostly come out first, unprepared, they may not look good. Some of you, if I should enter your house by a surprise, you don't come to meet the man, you run back inside. Is that right? That has been the problem. When Jesus opened the woman's door, the first thing Jesus saw was her sins. The thing she was trying to hide. The problem she was encountering as a result of being a Samaritan. But Jesus didn't choose to look at all these things. Can you see me with the right kind of eye? And can you see your fellow brother and your fellow sister with the right kind of eye? Listen to me. Jesus doesn't see you with all the things you've done, which you didn't do well. Jesus looks at what you can become and not who you are now. That's his test in your face. He knows that currently you are living a wayward life. But he looks at who you are going to become. This guy is going to be a very great musician. This lady is going to be a very great minister of God. So Jesus said, I want to see that and not her secret sins and not the things she's trying to hide. And anytime he comes to you, he doesn't even want to mention that unless you now you go and bring it. And a lot of you, when you
confession,
come, oh, Father, I didn't do it well. That is not his focus. Child of God, allow God to get closer to you. Allow yourself to encounter Jesus when you walk into this church. Allow the man you are talking to transform your life. When the woman allowed the man and allowed the man to talk further, oh really, give me this, asking questions. Finally, she saw what she has been looking for. And she started running back to the very same people that despised
there.
Listen to me. God doesn't see you with that fault. So stop seeing yourself with that problem. Some of you have wondered, can I ever stop this thing? Some of you have said, hey, I feel like I'm a hypocrite. You are not a hypocrite.
Because
God doesn't see you as a hypocrite. When God saw Moses, he saw a savior. But Moses saw somebody who didn't know how to talk. He said, I don't know how to talk. He saw himself as a worthless person. Who am I to stand before Pharaoh? Pharaoh,
me.
When God saw that gentleman by name David, he didn't see a poor shepherd boy, but he saw a man who would one day become a man after his own heart. Jesus wants to have an encounter with you, and he's always yearning for you to open the door for him. He wants to love you no matter who you are. He wants to show you that he doesn't care about who you are now, but what you can become.
So let's not
allow what we are going to prevent us from coming to him. It would have been a great mistake for this woman to say that, no, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. You people are clean. We are not clean. So she didn't do that with all her problems. It's very sad talking to somebody who knows you but doesn't want to mention it. It's very difficult.
Like
you wrong Abigail. You did something to Abigail. Abigail said, let's forget. Then you meet the next day. And you are talking to Abigail. And you remember, she remembers what you did.
It's not easy.
But that is Jesus for you. Jesus knows everything about you. But he loves you just the way you are. Don't even struggle to change. You can't change. You bet me change, but this is how we change. Allow him to work on you.
Allow him.
The woman, when he saw Jesus, he saw another husband. But Jesus was rather going to be a savior. Somebody was going to save her from all her calamities. So I pray you will see right. I pray you will see people with the eye of love. I pray you will see people with the heart of mercy. Instead of condemning people for what they are doing, I pray you, so let's give her some time. Let's give him some time. I pray God will minister to all of us and transform our lives in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, let's go. I want you to open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Pray and ask God to help you see right. Father, help me see right. Some of you, the very same people you are fighting today in church, they are also the very same people who have the breakthrough, the keys to your breakthrough. But because you can't see right, you are condemning them. You want to pray and say, Father, help me see right. Give me the right sight to be able to see as you see. In Jesus' name, let's lift up our voice and pray. Let's lift up our voice and talk to God. Let's talk to God as we are going home. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lay your hand on your forehead. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for your children. I pray that their vision and their sight will change from henceforth. And that they will not begin to see themselves as a problem. But rather they will help them see themselves as you have ordained for them to become. I pray that their sight will be correct from henceforth. And that we will not see people with their faults. And that we will not see people with their sins, but rather we will see right as you have ordained for us to see. Now we want to thank you for not seeing us for who we are, but what we are going to become. I pray for all those whose hands has been laid on their heads, and I ask that, Lord, may you forgive them of everything they have said or done. Cleanse them from their secret sins. Help them overcome every hidden sin in their life. And love them just the way they are. And help them understand your love for them. I pray, oh God, that like the Samaritan woman was transformed, let these people be transformed and never return back to their vomit. This is what I ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. We hope you've been blessed by this message. For further information on Reverend Amos Darko's tapes and books, please send us a mail at rev.amosdarko@gmail.com. Or call +233 503 861 399. Thank you for your time and God bless you.